I want to talk to you about peace, releasing the power of creation. It's just the word that God dropped in my spirit. I was just sitting there, just feeling for him, just reaching out and feeling from him. Can everyone hear me okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because I had to update my Zoom. I want to make sure everything was good. But I just want to, I was just feeling after him, and I just started to really just sense his power, his abilities, and what he's trying to do in establishing us in this place of peace. He still got me in the area of about the straight path. I can't shake that yet. And so this message is really around that, making his path straight. And I've seen now why, through today's teaching and through the studies and just this is how creation, all of it came into being. And when I just started thinking about it and meditating on it, and the Lord told me, he said, go ahead and look over there in Genesis and let me show you a couple things. And so I went, and my God, it blew my mind. He's always blowing my mind. And it really, really blew my mind at the fact that his peace was found at creation. And I'll show you. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 19. It's quite a bit, but it is absolutely worth it. And so here we go. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. I'm sorry, I thought we had that line at verse 3 there, but we're on verse 3 here. It says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. We're going to go back up to verse 2. I find it amazing. We're going to see from verse 2 all the way down to, I think it's about verse 27, all of the verses begin with and. And what it's denoting is a constant flow of creation. But we got to look at verse 2 prior to and understand that the earth was form and void, without form and void. All right. And I'm going to skip down and just give you a quick definition to show you that there was absolutely no peace on earth until he spoke his word. The word form means a place of chaos. That's what the Hebrew meaning of form is, a place of chaos. It was void, which means undistinguishable. It was in ruin and empty. So now, the earth was a place of chaos. There was absolutely no peace. It was a chaotic place. I don't know if it's empty, how it can be chaotic, but that's what without form means. It was a place of absolute chaos here, and you couldn't recognize it. It had nothing, no personality. It was just dark. And I guess darkness by itself can be chaos. In fact, it is. It actually is. So now what happened was, it says here, the Spirit of God. Now, if you can just kind of picture the Spirit of God moving in the darkness, moving in the place that was chaotic and had no life whatsoever. It was nothing. But as soon as the Spirit of God, and I like this, I like how it works here. The Spirit of God came, and then God spoke, which we all know. Everybody's and their mothers probably preached Genesis chapter 1 50 times in their life. So we know that the Spirit of God came and was hovering and moving upon the face of the waters, but he was moving in darkness. He was getting prepared, and what now breaks forth out of the darkness is a word. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Immediately he dealt with light, because light was moving chaos out of the way. Peace was established on earth, believe it or not. peace, because we have to understand and remember one thing about what the Lord said. He said, when he speaks, peace is woven into the fabric of the word. It is in the fabric of all the words. So when God spoke, chaos left. Absolute chaos. And peace was established. Why? God sent peace on earth that way. Yes, we see it come by way of Christ again. But he sent peace through the word. So now creation could begin. When he spoke, it broke forth. It killed chaos. It now, the darkness was gone. It was finished. And I like the makeup again. The Spirit of God and then the Word of God. And that, isn't that like that same way it breaks in us and brings peace? The Spirit Amen. Of God, then we hear the Word of God. It's the same exact formula for creation. He establishes peace through the word we hear. And then creation is able to create. God is able to create. All right, so let's see this here. It says in verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, and every time you see and, it's continual. This is like, in actuality, it's like one long sentence. And that's how, when peace is established in you and in me, creation is supposed to just flow constantly. It's supposed to be a constant flow of God's creation and what God created us to be and how God created us to live and have life. It's supposed to be one flow, just like we're reading in these verses. And denotes it's the connection to the verse above it. It's a total connection. It says in verse 6, and God said, let there be. And you have to understand that as well by way of the word as well, because the Bible says he didn't rest until the seventh day. It was a constant flow of absolute creation, nonstop. Verse 6, it says, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Verse 11, still saying, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Verse number 12, and the earth brought forth grass. Total continuation here, nonstop. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And verse 13 says, and the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmaments of the heavens, to divide day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Man, when I started to really get into this, it really started to really hype me up about God's ability to create. Here we are with these minuscule things that we face, and this awesome God is working what he did in 3 days. We're going to read up to the fourth day in this particular message today, but we stop at four because it's the number of creation. And we see by the fourth day, God created, I mean, everything we walk out our doors every day and we open our eyes, we see this miraculous creation. But for some reason, we can't have peace with God long enough to believe him that he can heal, deliver, and set us free. We can't see his power because peace has not yet fully been established in us to a point where it's taken over and it rules in us completely. Well, when God spoke, he stopped the chaos. Understand this, that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you to quicken you in the word, to bring you into peace, to stop the chaos. I see this tremendous God moving and making and creating, and there's nothing blocking him. The pathway, I would have to say that when he got rid of it, I'm kind of going a little bit ahead of myself here, but I can't help it. When the pathway to him creating on the earth was made straight. There was nothing to hinder him when he spoke and created light. He got rid of darkness and chaos. So there was nothing that would hinder the flow of creation. If you understand what I'm saying, just say amen.
Amen.
There was nothing that could stop it. And so when peace is established, there should be a constant flow of who God has created you and me to be. And the level and the quality of life we were called to live on should be flowing without any hindrance.
Amen, Lord.
It says here in verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmaments. We read that. Verse 15, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. You see, now, every time he spoke, there was what we're learning about is making the path straight. The word straight we know means immediate or it happens at once. There's nothing blocking and hindering. And so therefore, every time he said something, because there was no opposition, it was so. It was done. When he said, let there be light, there was light. There was no hindrance. Nothing to hinder the power of his creation. It says in verse 16, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Verse 17, and God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Verse 19, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So now we see within four days, all that we see every day, it all was created. Creation obviously continues in the first chapter of the book of Genesis. It continues on, but God told me to stop there at the fourth day, signifying creation, just to give you an idea of how fast he's able to move. He created the heavens, my goodness. Think, just look in your mind's eye. Think about how awesome the earth is and how dynamic and how big and how vast it all is. God did that within 4 days' time, separating the ocean from the land, doing everything, I mean, that we read about. He's moving. There is no hindering factor to how fast he can move on your behalf. There's nothing, there's when you walk and live in peace, there would be no hindering factor whatsoever. We'd see God's creating power. We would watch it. We'd watch it every day in and on our lives. Miracles all around us. We'd see it all the time. But the key here was the fact that he got rid of the chaos.
Thank you.
Pulled back the darkness. He established peace. So there would be nothing to hinder. God always moves when the path is straight. He always creates you. You essentially, and this is in the note, you essentially give him a paintbrush and you let him create the masterpiece, which is your life. And he does it his way. No hindering factors. And the master just sits there and creates. And what he's doing is putting glory and splendor on our lives. But the key here is peace. There can't be chaos. There can't be sometimes. See, in those 7 days, there was nothing on the earth to block him. And we see it continue in the book of Genesis when man takes over the garden. We continue. We watch him. He's in perfect peace with God. No sin factor. So the Eden could create the way that it did.
Amen.
Eden could produce the way that it did. Why? Because everything, the path was made straight from the beginning. And this is what God is saying to us. This is what he still wants to do, is to keep the path straight. Why? He wants to create in your life and show you his glory, show you his power. show you his blessing. But the path has to be straight. It was that way in the beginning of creation, and it must be that way in this time and season as well, for God to create all he wants to create in us. So in the beginning, the earth was without form and it was void. I told you form means a place of chaos. Void, it was undistinguishable. It was in ruin, it was empty. So he sent his spirit and spoke his word. Peace showed up. Remember, his peace is woven into every word he speaks. The Bible says Jesus went and preached the gospel of peace. And the revelation behind that, he said, the reason why it was called the gospel of peace is because he said every word had peace on it. That's why propitiation sets in the way it does, because the word is making peace between you and God. You might have had an off night last night or the night before or maybe the day before that. But by the time you get in the word, peace between you and God is established again.
Thank you, Lord. You're restored by
the word. You're restored by the rhema. You're restored back into this covenant of peace. And while you're here, understand creation now wants to get in motion on your behalf. Peace does remove chaos and creation. It removed it and creation began. Now what was undistinguishable in ruin and empty would now be recognizable, built up, and filled with the splendor and glory.
Bless God.
Guys, that's us. Undistinguishable according to the world, the way they look at us. Sometimes our lives have laid in ruin. Sometimes we've been empty, but I'm trying to tell you right now, when this peace is here and creation begins, you're going to be recognizable, built up, and filled with his splendor and glory.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how it works for us. When true peace is established, with God, we put the paintbrush, as I said, we put the paintbrush in his hands, and he begins to work on us as a master, as masterpieces. This is my note. After peace was established, we saw in these 19 verses, 4 days of creation, all that we see every day when we walk outside our door was created within 4 days' time. What am I saying? Simply this: if there be a hard part in all of the all and all God did, if there be a hard part, the hardest part, listen to this, this is what he told me. And there's nothing too hard for God. That's what the scripture says. There's nothing too hard for God. But listen, if there was a hard part, it was establishing peace. All right, put your deep hats on now. The hardest part was establishing peace. So if we see that the constant flow after peace was established. And I saw something very interesting, and this is why I say the hardest part was establishing peace. Remember, after verse 1, every verse after that, up to verse 27, started with "and," talking about a constant flow. And I believe God gave me a really, really, it's a strange rhema on how he showed it to me. It was very strange. And when you're really getting into the deep things of God, it gets strange. It just does. It says in verse 27, it starts with "so." Verse 27 reads like this. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And I said, why does it start with "so"? He said, because this was my pause. I was flowing until it came to man. I was flowing. It was a connection to everything that I was doing. But when it came to man, because of who man is, and I knew one day it would repent me, it would really cause me to repent that I've ever made man. And I said, why? Why is this? He said, because the hardest part about man is being in peace with me. So we see a flow of "and" for the things we see. It's just easily, everything's created. Then we get to man in verse 27 and there's a pause. And the Lord said, he said, there's a pause there because it would take longer to establish peace with man. Somebody better hear this. It would be longer to establish peace. Years would go by, years. before my son would come to establish peace with man and make peace between me and man. And so everything flowed up to verse 27. So now we go from and one sentence all the way down. We get to man. Watch this now, guys. We get to man, and there's a so God created man in his own image. The pause there. God told me he was denoting creation slowed up a little here. What the Lord showed me is peace would be a longer process entering into man. But after, watch this, guys, watch this. But after it would enter into man, watch, after it would enter in, we would go back to the immediate results in creation. Verse 28 immediately receives, it starts right back up again. It reads this, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God showed me something really powerful just in the structure of how it was written. Oh, if you hear me, understand, just say amen. So I know you're still
Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
He knew it would be a minute. He knew it. That everything was flowing good until it was time to make man. So God made man. This one he looked back on. This one he looked at. This one he said, everything else is flowing the way that it's supposed to. But unfortunately, these guys aren't going to be in line for very long. I'll have to bring my full peace another way through Christ, my son. So God made man. See, the word and, in our English language, the word and is used as a function word to indicate connection. Somebody better hear this. It indicates connection. This is English 101. Used to join sentence elements of the same grammatical rank or function. In other words, all the way until man, everything was flowing in connection. Everything. That he was doing. But the soul brings about a pause. The soul brings about, okay, there's a change here. There's a shift. Because the earth will flow the way it's supposed to. But man is going to be a different process of creation. Though he's created, my image and likeness will not come until I send my son, Jesus. So there's like a pause in creation until Jesus would finally get here and do what he did, bringing us back in the flow of creation. Oh, does anybody hear this?
Hallelujah.
Bringing us back into the flow of how God intended for things to be. We now move under the and, hallelujah. We now move and we live under the and. The flow of creation is free because of what Christ did for us. It's not so God created man any longer. Verse 28 picks right back up. And verse 28 prophesies to me a little bit differently to most of you guys. Verse 28 says, the work of Christ is done, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. I believe verse 28 is after Christ has come. Because you don't walk in dominion until you walk in Christ. You don't walk in the dominion until you're at peace with God, until the covenant of peace has been made between you and God. Now you can become fruitful. Now you can multiply. Now you can replenish. Now we can subdue. Now we could have dominion over all things. Because we're at peace with God. I told you it's a little strange, but it's on point. It's on point. Again, you see creation. Up to the creation of man was like one long sentence. When it came to man, there seems to be a pause, almost to say, this one is going to take a minute to establish my peace. But once established, the flow of creation will commence. It will begin again. Now, activating his creation in you, and this is where we've been kind of chilling at, and this is why God, man, I believe this is why he's been on me and on us to understand. To fully understand the covenant of his peace and to the covenant of making, actually, excuse me, to fully understand why the path must be made straight.
Yes.
I'm so thirsty and I am so hungry for a move of God, for a tremendous move of God that will be sustained and last until eternity. I am so hungry and I'm so on a quest to see him in all of his splendor, to see the God that I read about, to see the God that I know can and I know will. I am so hungry and thirsty to be filled with all of his ways. And I want his full abilities to have free course in my life. I want all of his glory to have free course in my life. I am so hungry and so thirsty for a tremendous, shift that will change the world around me, because God is able to be seen in ways that we've never seen him before. I am so hungry. I'm so thirsty. I want this creation. I want his creative powers fully activated. The key is make his path straight.
Hallelujah.
Activating his creation in you is all about make his path straight. And you're about to hear the same thing for the 30,000th time. It says here in Luke chapter 3, verse 4, and I pray this drills us. I pray this drives home. You've heard it, but you're going to hear it again. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. The word make, there's several definitions to it, but this is it right here. Simply agree. Agree. If you are in agreement with the Rhema, if you walk in agreement in this word and you're living this word and you're doing the things in which you're hearing, you've done all that you needed to do. But agree, my God. Good ground is ground that is affected agreeably. It's in agreement with him. If we're in agreement, my God, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? How in the world is God going to be the God of creation if you're not in agreement? If you're not in peace. Peace is that signia that says I'm in agreement with you.
Yes, God.
I'm in agreement with you. I'm absolutely in it. I don't have a nervous bone in my body about anything because I'm in agreement with you. That tells me that you have the power to create, the power to do, the power to work the miraculous. And when can it happen? It can happen at once, immediately, just like creation did in Genesis. God said, and it was so. God said, and it was so. God said, and it was so. He had a straight path. No delays. Everything was in agreement with him. When he got rid of the chaos, and he got rid of the ruin, and he lifted it and caused peace to come on earth. My goodness. Don't you read in John 1 that's basically the same thing? When Jesus would get here, it says what? Peace on earth, goodwill towards man. Peace, there it is, the coming of Christ. Peace on earth. When God spoke, when the word came, it activates peace. He spoke, it was the word, it was peace. Hence the word was made flesh, peace came by way of Jesus Christ. And it makes the path straight. It gives us the ability to walk in agreement, and then we get to see creation moving. Great accuracy. Expeditiously. There's no delays here. Like, again, right now, some of you are under peace right now. You have no idea. This is a miracle taking place right now on the line. Peace has been established. Creation is in motion. Activation. You've caught up to it. You've caught up to what's been activated. You are up. You're up against it. You're right there with it. Now let him finish every good thing in your life. Keep that path straight. Make means to agree. Straight means that it can happen immediately. It can happen at once. In fact, it's already happening. Yet again, creation is at work. It's happening for you right now. The world that God intended for you to have is in full motion right now. Good God Almighty. Paul said it like this.
Yes, God.
Paul said it like this. First of all, the note is when we live in agreement to this rhema word, it will cause his creation to be fully activated. Just as it was in the beginning, there will be a constant flow of creation. Time won't be a factor. Just because the days shifted, listen, guys, just because the days shifted, it didn't mean creation ceased at night. It was always, the days were going by, but the creator was still creating even though days were going by. There was no pause and break until it came to man. Jesus. What am I saying? Well, when you reach this limit, when you reach this place here, it's fully activated. And it's perpetual, it's always going. Always, God is creating avenues, creating new doors, creating new opportunities, creating favor over here and favor over there. Creation is in full motion when there's peace. Peace is saying the path is straight. Time won't be a factor. You will have unlocked his abilities to turn your water into wine. Paul confirms it like this, and I'm actually closing right here. Paul confirms it just like this. Philippians 4:9, and it just really blew up here. Made so much sense. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.
Bless God.
Paul is saying, mimic me. I'm telling you, Paul is saying it like this. He said it like this. I know what I'm talking about. I know how to get the creator to create in your life. When I said a thing, he created it right there. If I laid hands on someone that died, they rose from the grave. He created life all over again. Anything I said, I'm telling you, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace, the God of creation, shall be with you. You'll see him. You'll see him. Those things which we're hearing, TGN. Those things which we're learning, TGN. Those things in which we're receiving, TGN. Come on. Come on. Do them.
Bless you, Lord.
Do them. Do them. Make his path. Get into a place of agreement. How? Just stay in the study, and I guarantee he'll conform, he'll transform your mind. You'll come into a place of total repentance. I guarantee your thinking will change. The power of the word, it will do it all by itself. Your job is to just stay in it. And the God of peace will be with you. So Paul knew for himself how to manifest God's creating power. So he simply told them, do what I do. Line up in agreement is what he was saying. But don't let your, this is what the Lord said, but don't let your agreement stand in mere words, but let it be found in doing. Don't let it just stand in mere words. So this is what Christ came in a nutshell. This is what Christ came to us for, to stop the areas of chaos and ruin. He's breaking without form and void. He's breaking that. He's breaking us out of being without form and void. He's breaking it from out of us, I'm telling you, to establish peace and bring forth who we really were created to be.
Hallelujah, Lord.
He's doing it all over again in us. He's building us all over again. You're not going to be without form and void any longer. No. You're not going to be without form and void. Chaos will not rule your life. Ruin will not rule your life. You won't be empty. You'll be filled. in every capacity that you can abound, right, Evangelist Darrell? You can abound to every good work. He's building it. He's making it over. He's doing it in you. He's doing it in me. But right now, lift your hands and let him take any remaining chaos. Let him take any remaining ruin. Let him pull it out of you right now. And then invite the creator in to create what he had already ordained to be. Come on. Just take a moment right now, lifting those hands before heaven, and just let him do his thing. Let him do it. Let him take the rest of the chaos from about you. Let him take whatever area in your life might be ruined. Go ahead, make his path straight. Line up in agreement with him. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Line up in agreement with him. Yes. Does it take all that? Yes, it does. It does. To walk in him, it costs you everything. Nothing can be remaining that he has not ordained to be on your life. It takes all that. He sent his spirit. The spirit is still hovering over the face of your deep. He's still hovering. And there's a word that God is speaking. And the spirit of God wants to make manifest every word that God is speaking through Christ Jesus. Creation is still, it's still in operation. It's still moving.
Hallelujah, God.
Oh, Jesus, we bless you. Come on, let him do it. Let him do it. Just let him do it. Let him move. Let him do it for you. Let him do it. Just say, come on, take the residue of the chaos that's still about my life that tries to pull me from this covenant, from this place of peace. I don't want to stop creation any longer because I'm outside of the place of peace. I don't want to stop your creative abilities that you've ordained for me to have and walk in. I don't want to forfeit this beautiful covenant that you've created for me. But I release all of the residue chaos. I give over to you all the areas of ruin that are on my life, God. I hand them over to you right here and now. So now you can speak a word. And Holy Spirit, you can create the word that he's speaking. You've been here for so long in us, Holy Spirit, ready to do what you've done from the beginning. Manifest the word of our Father. Manifest the words of our Father, Holy Spirit. Let us be his created vessels. Let us be his masterpieces here on the earth. Yes, my Lord. There is a surrendered anointing. There's an anointing to surrender. There's an anointing. Oh, God. There's an anointing to surrender. This anointing is going to aid you in surrender. It's going to help you surrender. But there's an anointing right now. For surrender, Kufal, just surrender. Oh, God. And the anointing will aid you in it. You'll make his path straight. You'll put the brush back in his hand. You'll let him commence in painting the masterpiece, which is your life. You're going to let him. Because there's an anointing to aid you in, so God, in your surrender. No, don't stop. Don't stop. No. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Let it all, let it all, let it all out. Don't stop. Don't you stop. Don't you stop. Ooh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stay right there. Don't move. Stay right there. Stay right there. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. Elder Donna says, make our path straight, Lord God. Elder Allison says, hallelujah. Blanche says, amen. Javon says, wow. Elder Allison says, wow, wow, wow. Elder Donna says, help. Well, help us, Lord. Kurt says, amen. Powerful word. Creation wants to flow without any more hindrances. But we've got to ascend and stay there in his peace. Keeping peace. He's always at peace with us. But chaos tries to remove us from this place, man. It tries to push us out of this covenant, and we don't get to see the master's masterpiece. We're paintings that are undone, and we shouldn't be. We're masterpieces that should be hung for everyone to see. He wants to finish what he started. He wants to finish it. Let him finish. Oh, let him finish. We surrender, Master. We surrender. There's nowhere else to go. There's nothing else we can do. It's been hard kicking against the pricks. It's been so hard. But it wasn't hard for you when you began. You just stayed in a constant flow. Let us bear your image and likeness, Master. Help us, please, to surrender to your word and your postures. To do things exactly as you would always do it. No more hindrances to the power of your creation, Lord. No more stumbling stones. Fill every valley. Bring every mountain and hill, let it be brought low. Make every rough way smooth, and every crooked path, please, Master, make them straight. Make them straight so the flow of creation will have full liberty in all of us. It'll have full liberty, Master. We surrender. Surrender, Jesus. Completely. Yeah, but I want to go by. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We get to align up to creation itself that was under flow. We get to align ourselves in it now because of Jesus. We get to line up in it. Whew. Light is still being created. Every second, it's thousands upon thousands of miles. I don't even know the exact number, but it's still in the flow of creation. Everything is, except for us. But now, because of the peace that we have through Jesus, we get back in line with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm done there, guys, for the day.
Hallelujah, Jesus.